This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing a tradition. Been on the radio for 23 or 24 years. I've been doing this for 15 years, Richie. How long have I been doing this?
Oh, longer than that, sir. This show?
Longer than
that,
yeah.
Well, I've been with you for 21, so.
Haven't been that long. Okay, well, at any rate, we have some broadcast experts here. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has been a laudable broadcaster for most of his 79 years. He's done a fine job of being an expert on, what is the old experience? I'm an expert at nothing, but I have plenty to say. And he does, as a broadcast radio professional. He does a podcast every single day, 7 days a week. Somebody has to do it.
And keeping so, as you evil informed.
As he is, he's evil, and his evil thoughts is available at iTunes or wherever good records are sold. wherever you find your podcast, there you go.
It's available. Lots of different yes, platforms.
It
it's everywhere.
Yes, it is. K-Mart. Platforms, including the 810 to Tulsa. You'll find it on the platform right there. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did we decide last week we were starting at the top of this list, Richie?
We did. I think it's much better because that way we actually spend some quality time on the top.
Quality
time.
Oh,
no, we're doing it backwards?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're starting with number one first?
Yes, we're starting with number one.
Okay.
Well,
I thought, what about all the build-up? I mean, with the build-up to the excitement to who's number
Richie's
one?
We end up spending 7 minutes on topic number 10 and 60 seconds
like
on topic number one.
No, that's like choosing Miss America at the beginning of the show. That
that's,
going down
I'm
the
fine with that.
Ones.
I got no problem with that.
Didn't Miss America get, what was, there were some beauty pageants this week.
Miss USA.
Yeah,
Miss not
USA.
Part
yeah,
of
Miss
the,
USA.
That's the one like without the talent.
Well, which one did Trump used to own?
Miss USA. The ones Miss without USA. The talent is the one he, yeah.
Oh, look at that. See how gleeful, whenever there's a shot to be taken at Trump.
No, that's a shot at Miss USA. That's not a shot
Victoria
at Trump.
Is. Yeah, okay.
Miss America, they're the ones that have the talent portion, and they're usually dancers, or they play the cello or something, but the Miss USA, right. They just,
no, no.
You know.
That's Showtime at the Apollo, where they do all the
right.
That stuff. Now, have you seen that show? See,
yeah.
Watch that show. Check it out. It is a good performer. I find it entertaining. Maybe it's because Steve Harvey is the host, and it's just not like the dance shows and the voice and America's Got Talent or whatever it is. America
number
Idol.
One.
Number one this week.
I was just going to say that, you know, we're still not talking about number one.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Let's calm down, everybody.
That was amazing.
North Korea and the summit. What a shocker this has been to look at the letter Donald Trump sent to Kim Jong-un. I didn't realize Kim Jong-un could speak English, but apparently he can't because the letter went to him in English. Canceling the summit because he said bad things about Mr. Pompeo and the vice president. So you're a bunch of no-good so-and-so, so we're not going to come meet with you. And understanding the motivation behind Kim Jong-un.
What, yeah, you behind are, Kim Jong-un, I agree with Trump 100%. If you're about to go into a business dealing with somebody, yeah, and then you find out that they're talking smack about you behind your back, mm-hmm, and you have the upper hand in this business dealing, yeah, and they need you, right, I would do the same thing.
But you know, the
yeah,
other
Trump
thing
is
just, well, the other part of this that didn't really seem to get reported is that the last meeting that our security officials were supposed to have with their security officials ahead of this June 12th meeting, the yep, North Koreans stood us up. Our people were waiting there for, I think it was 2 hours or something, and they just stood us up. So really, they were already up to shenanigans.
So did Trump bait him into canceling? There are some
people are saying
Trump
was baited into canceling by Kim Jong-un to give an excuse or to separate us from our Asian allies.
Remember what we talked about this week on the show, and Jennifer laid it out perfectly the other day on the DJV show.
Jennifer Warren on the DJV show, yes.
Is that is that now North Korea is in a different circumstance had they not agreed to these talks in the first place. Because what this does now is this, we've pretty much said, you want to do talks, you've shown interest in talks, we will give you talks. But if you don't follow through with the talks, now we have another road to go down. And North Korea and Kim Jong-un has to understand that if these talks don't happen, it's a whole different ballgame than it was 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
but
a good
how
one.
So, though? In what way do you mean? Because you could say this is all going to go back to pre-tweeting at each other, where this all started.
Because they had talked about regime change. And the United States and John Bolton and everybody's been on TV saying, you know, what do you think the play is with North Korea? Regime change. And that puts Kim Jong-un not in a good position, either in a jail cell or in a box. And I think he understands that if he toys with us on
but
this...
But wouldn't that have been more incentive for him to actually have the meeting then?
I think it would.
He's going to have the meeting. He's going to have the meeting.
It'll happen sooner.
I don't even think. Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
I think it's the art of the deal.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the art of the deal.
I'm the one with the leverage here, and
I got all the power.
Right, I'm going to restate
this right now. You will sit down in that corner, you will shut up.
Now, I understand that the North Koreans have been very, this is what I heard, that after they got the notice that the thing had been canceled, they were being very conciliatory because they realized that Trump had said no on this. They need this deal, they want this deal. Trump has the leverage, he knows it, and he's not afraid to use it. So look for the next couple of weeks or so, it'll be back on. But I think it's a good sign, because it shows everybody's taking it seriously.
Right. All right, so there it is, the number one story, and the end of our talk radio review. There it is,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is this anticlimactic now? Now it's like, okay.
Yeah, but now we spent 6 or 7 minutes on the number one story instead of...
Yeah, right. But...
Now do we start at number 10?
Hey, would you make... Hey, let me ask you, would you make love to your wife like that, Rich?
No comment.
No, seriously. I'm just saying. Right. Let's just get to the point. At least it's done now, baby. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just move on. 13 after the hour. This is Memorial Day weekend. Okay. Things to remember on Memorial Day. The Pentagon budget, there are all kinds of things. If you look at the top 10 this week, there are always references to what's going on in the management sense as to how our government's being run. I think one of the atrocious things this week, the combination of Memorial Day and all the things and people, more importantly, we have to remember on Memorial Day, military heroes that gave up all of their tomorrows so that we could have our tomorrows. In most circumstances, that's true, although you can argue, and I do, about the realities of modern-day wars, how they're started. I've done a lot of speculation and posted some things that were pretty unpopular at facebook.com/DJVshow and on my own personal Facebook page about wars and why we have them. But that doesn't take away from the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, no matter where they've been called upon to do it. So we don't discuss, you can if you want, but I don't discuss the negative side of this and the reasons why we ought not to have as many dead soldiers as we do, but the fact that we do and we pay tribute or acknowledge their service is something that Memorial Day is all about. It's not about a hot dog. It's not about a hamburger. It's not about any of those things. It's not about the grill and the barbecue. It's about these people who have given their lives, something to think about. And with that in mind, the promotion that has come from MyPillow this week, which is really kind of good. I like this American company. 1,500 people in Minnesota make these pillows. Fabulous. It's a fabulous product. So for this Memorial Day weekend, when you go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you are a member at the present time or you have in the past been a serviceman or a servicewoman in service to the country, this is a promotion you won't get by going into a store. You have to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Normally you get 50% off of everything in the catalog, When you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all the things they have, mattresses and pillows, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of things that are pillow-related or rest-related. And they're normally, with our code, 50% off. An extra 30% taken off if you are in service or have been in service. So that's the Memorial Day deal for a great American company. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Number 9.
18, where are we? Oh, we're going to back. Well, we're going to go back. I have to, okay. So, when I chuckle coming back, there are conversations that goes on while you're listening to those fabulous commercials that we're playing. There is conversation often among us. Rich McFadden is here, and Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy, talking about one of the aspects of these stories that we have in the world of talk radio are the people who are delivering the conversations. And sometimes there are, because we all know, this is a very small business. I've said, Joe, on many occasions when I was doing some kind of public appearance that had to do with the business that we're in, that there are only really 200 good jobs, maybe, in this country, in the world of news talk radio. And there's always somebody standing up waiting for that next chair to be emptied. So we know each other. Some of us, you know, we all get along, I think, pretty well. Like, some of us like each other. It's the same in any business. But when you talk about other people who are doing this for a living and their reputation, you were talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm more interested in, it's very interesting what came out this week as to the president's relationship with Sean Hannity. Apparently they talk on the phone every day, sometimes a couple of times a day. He's one of the 9 people that can call into the switchboard and get directly to the president without going through any screeners.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I tuna sandwich. What'd you have, Rich?
Mr. President, what are you going to do for dinner?
It's not that interesting in the sense that I was reading one of Hannity's close friends that he's grown up with and is still friendly with was interviewed, I think, or gave a quote to the New Yorker or something like that early this week. And he said that it's really not surprising on a lot of levels because he grew up with Sean. He knows Sean, you know, definitely has stars in his eyes, that he is someone who can call the president of the United States, and that, you know, that he and Trump grew up in Queens, but in very separate, different areas, that they never would have crossed paths in their lives until this. So it's kind of an interesting psychological background of the two of them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can understand, if you understand the two of them, why there's in fact there for sure. 21 after the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for a continuation of the conversation about what's hot in the News Talk Radio world. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. A complete list of all the stories and the people that is gleaned every week from their studying the News Talk Radio stations. There are 1,184 News Talk Radio stations in our country. Largest format, most popular, most listened to. A conversation about what the issues of the day are, and lots of conversation about a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be politics. It's just nice to have a place to vent. It is sometimes Vox Populi is used to refer to the speaking of one's mind on a radio program. Also, in this day and age, I think Richie and Joe and Victoria, it's almost like the bottle, the neck of the bottle gets smaller and smaller. People feel more frustrated because they don't seem to be able to get through to the people who are the public counselors, if you will, legislators and bureaucrats and stuff. And so this is the way of kind of taking the lid off the bottle, letting people go and express themselves, and thus the countdown with a review of the things that are important this week. Number two and number three kind of go together. Or, well, I don't know, the Russian investigation seems to have taken a turn. It looks to me like Mueller is, going to hit the road after $140 million worth of doing nothing. Am I reading into that or not? What do you think?
Well, I was just saying one and three, I think, are connected. You've got North Korea and U.S.-China relations.
Yeah, they are. Right.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
Do you feel like Mueller proved or disproved anything? Is it valuable in that we don't have any charges related to collusion? But he did try other things that other people did, tax evasion, stuff like that.
I think it's interesting that it's been going on for a year. And, and I thought when it all started, everybody was breathless, like, oh, tick, tick, tick. We've got Trump somehow, in bed with Vlad Putin, and we're going to get him, and we got him, and it's just below the surface, and all we need to do is get a special counsel in there. And he's dead meat. Well, here it is, not well over a year, but we passed the year mark, I think, last week. And there's not one conviction for treason. There's none of it. And I think it's getting a little weird now. It's
waste of money. Waste of money and time. Victoria, you want to weigh in?
Well, I'm not for wasting money. We did this, the Republicans did this to Clinton, and that was, $100 million to find out that he blew up with his intern?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Right. Same thing. Big waste of money. All right. So China relations, Joe alluded to that as the number three item this week on the countdown, our relationship. The thing, my only comment about this is that we don't necessarily always, in the economic sense, economists will look at this relationship and say, wait a minute, this is mutually beneficial for all. Why is either side screwing with it? Why does Trump want to increase tariffs on Chinese products? Why do the Chinese want to screw us in any number of ways? When you consider that China would have no money if it wasn't for Americans buying their stuff, and we would have no money to run our government if we couldn't borrow back our money from the Chinese to run the government. So what are we screwing with each other for?
He doesn't. He's just trying to negotiate a better deal. And he started it with Canada this week as well. Mm-hmm. He's like, Canada's got an it's unfair the what they get versus what we get. It's unfair, and we're not going to have it anymore.
Well,
all he's doing, all of this, all of North Korea, the
Iran
the,
deal, same thing.
Yeah, it's all the art of the deal.
EU, same
that
thing.
Book, NATO, by the way, if those of you don't remember Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, that's a reference
that he didn't even write, which
who wrote this? Amarillo? Who wrote the book?
Omarosa?
She didn't write it.
Sit down long enough to write a book. Come on, we all can agree on that. You know,
here's
the attention span.
Rub on this in terms of the Canadian situation. As a family farmer and a dairy farmer, I know we're getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday by the dairy industry in Canada. 28 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
The president says talks with North Korea are continuing, saying he'd like to meet under the right circumstances, and the summit could be back on the table. The White House canceling a summit planned for June 12th after North Korea sends a statement calling Vice President Mike Pence a political dummy. A suspect is in custody while a student and teacher are hurt after a shooting Friday morning at a school in Noblesville, Indiana. Police Chief Kevin Jowett saying
the male student asked to be excused from his class. He left the classroom. He then returned armed with two handguns.
The student arrested in or near the classroom after the shooting. Police requesting search warrants to continue their investigation and trying to determine a motive. Voters in Ireland getting ready to vote to end an abortion ban. There have been two exit polls done and it looks like it's going to pass. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The world of greatness here. The charts for the week of May 21st to the 25th, as reported by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of innovative things going on there in the world of news talk, an incubator for ideas, a new host, that sort of thing. We are here in our full stead. It's Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, Joe Crummy, who produces Evil Thoughts, a daily podcast that you can find everywhere. If you jump on the back of a bus, you'll hear it on the loudspeaker in the bus. Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yeah, it's big
really
in bathrooms.
Really popular in bathrooms.
Yeah, very popular in bathrooms. Okay, so we've gone through, we've turned over a new leaf here. Richie got frustrated because I was spending too much time on the low end of the list. So we start at the top and work down. Number one, the North Korean summit cancellation. Number two, the investigation into Mr. Trump's relationship with whomever in Russia. Sounds like it ought to be an episode in The Americans, a TV show that actually is quite good. A lot of people don't see it because it's on FX. But it's an interesting story, actually. China relationship, number three. Number four, the nuclear deal in Iran. I think that deserves no time whatsoever. You guys can argue with me if you want. I think it's talking about that, and there's nothing new there. What's new?
It's not hot right now, so, I mean, it's... But it's
all right, so here's important. What is hot. Number five is the new American anthem, the anthem policy from Goodell, and the back talk about it, the NFL protest policy, and whether you're going to be allowed on the field. What happens if you do take a knee instead of stay off the field, if you don't want to stand for the anthem? Is this much to do about nothing, or is there something to this?
I think this is just appeasing Mike Pence and Trump, and that's it. This is Goodell's attempt to get some ratings back,
not.
And I don't think it's going to make a difference at all.
It's appeasing the consumer that was not watching
their
football
games. There were not that many people boycotting the NFL.
Sure
they
there was.
Weren't. No, there really weren't. The ratings are down for a lot of different reasons, and it's not
come
just
because
of a boycott.
Come watch my Facebook feed. I'm sure mine's a little different than yours.
Well,
what
I'm just saying
say?
That because so many
mine's
people
mine's like, you know what, I don't need to
now.
Watch
it's...
these overpaid sissies. If you want your platform, your soapbox, great. Do it when I'm not watching the TV on your own Twitter feed. When I tune in for a game, and this is what a lot of people thought, when I tune in for a game, I want to see the game. I don't want to see a political statement. I want to watch football.
Right, well, so people skip the beginning of the games and then still watch the games.
Award shows as well, the Oscars and the Grammys and all these other shows.
I haven't watched one of those in years.
I don't want to listen to you tell me about your political point of view. Shut up.
But, Rich, you wouldn't watch that anyway, because most men don't. They're boring. The women watch them to see the fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch, but no.
I watch them because I want to see the stars. And feel like I'm interacting with them. But I
walked out of a Stevie
them.
Wonder concert last year at the Jazz Festival because I figured, okay, he's going to go on for this for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. After 11 minutes of him just sitting there just talking about Trump, I was like, all right, time for some jambalaya. Let's go.
Yep. See you later. That turned me off. Even if I didn't like Trump, that would turn me off. Not there for that. See you later.
Play the hit,
you
know,
what I don't understand is when people say that, and I was just reading an editorial in the Washington Post about it this morning. They were, you know, all for taking a knee and all that stuff, but they were saying it's your First Amendment right. And I was thinking that's not your First Amendment right. You are an employee of a football team, and they could tell you to go out there in a tutu if that's what they want.
Yeah, but the thing is, there was no rule though. They weren't violating any rule. There
right.
Was
well,
no rule.
I get there that. Is now
the
but
NBA
there
had
is
a
now.
Rule. Yeah.
Right,
well,
but there is now, and it's not your First Amendment right. That is only a restriction on the United States government to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. The football teams have every right to make those decisions.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're
it's going to solve
them.
Much.
Sign the contract, right. Do what they tell you, don't like it, get out. Yeah. See you later. Okay, number six. This gives people the willies when you get to the root of the Morgan Freeman allegations. He's 80 Morgan years Freeman. Old and he's chasing around these girls. Here's one of the eight women has charged him with being inappropriate, says he kept trying to lift up my skirt. Hmm. So what's that going to do for his... Is he done with his career anyway? I liked him. I pretty much like him whatever he's in, usually. Yeah. He's the producer and the creator of Madam Secretary. That was his idea to do that show. And so he's all over that. I wonder if there's a problem there, you wonder. He said... I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Really? Why are you lifting up her skirt? What were you looking for?
Well, Victoria, I'll ask you. Is there a difference between a flirt and a felon? Like a Harvey Weinstein that's being accused of rape. Or somebody who just is flirtatious and maybe a little out of bounds?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Rich and I were talking about the video footage of the reporter who covered all of Morgan Freeman's press junkets, and she knew him, she had a rapport with him, and she was certainly not saying, Mr. Freeman, this is inappropriate. She was egging him on, she was blushing, she was flirting back with him, she told him she was single, and then he said, oh, I'm single too. And it just, the age difference was creepy, but in that video footage that they're claiming is this, you know, smoking gun against him, I didn't see anything there, and I would be the first one to say, like, yeah, that guy's totally inappropriate,
yes,
he's totally doing something wrong. Now, other stories of people who worked with Morgan Freeman for years, they all said that all the women in the office were uncomfortable when he came in. He would stare at the women. He'd get very close in their personal space. Now, all that stuff, I'm not okay with that. But is there something illegal about that? No. Yeah. It's inappropriate. But again, this is men using their power. They all were too afraid to say something because it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, time's up for Harvey. He's turning himself in to the police for his sex crimes, so we'll see him later.
He's going to be picking a dance partner later this week.
See you later, alligator. So number seven, the case against Sterling Brown, not the TV guy Sterling K. Brown, but the basketball player. This is very interesting. The police tased him.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me. You got that audio, Richie, someplace still?
Don't tase me, bro. I think I do. Let me see.
Well, we had that. This goes back, heavens, how many years does that go back?
Oh, my God, decades.
Up five anyway now.
Right. Yeah. All right. Do you know the story behind the story with this, Joe?
I forgot. I remember the audio. Don't tase me, bro.
Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia, wasn't it, Richie?
Cleveland, it looks like.
Was it Cleveland? I remember the story.
I didn't do anything. Don't take me, bro. Don't take me. I didn't do it right. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Still funny.
I don't know. What were the circumstances? I remember the story. I remember the audio, and I know it was a number of years ago already. What was the?
I confuse that one with that woman, the mother of one of the players, who said, "Don't mess with me." Do you remember that, Richie?
Yeah,
I used to play that audio too. I can't remember that.
In this Sterling Brown case, I don't understand why.
This is damnable. This is outrageous.
I don't get why he was tased at all. The body cam footage shows he didn't do anything aggressive. He didn't resist arrest. He didn't do anything wrong. They wrote him a ticket because he double parked into a handicap spot. That's what his crime was. So how do you end up getting tased for that?
Well, I think the cop, I haven't seen all the vid. I was just watching it this morning, but it was right out of the chute, though. The guy, I'm not sure. I think we have a problem on both ends on this one. Although the cop seemed to be very aggressive about it. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in a
What's the problem on his end, other than the double park?
And then who cares?
Right. What's the problem? The night. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you got nothing better to do? You two flat-footed morons driving around in a car, and you got nothing better to do
than chase this guy down?
No.
I get that. I mean, I'm saying that they're a little bit over the line there.
How do you get tased while you're getting a parking ticket? That's all I want to know. Yeah. How does that happen?
How's it I don't. I've only saw the first part of the video,
You could wonder about it. Because if there wasn't the video, you could speculate, the guy was wising off to them and yada yada.
He was.
But the video, clearly. How did you figure that?
He was, because when the cop isn't cool either. I mean, why can't we get blame on both sides here? I don't understand. Let me explain it to you. I saw, right, when the guy comes ahead. Out, had it been me, and I was parked in across two handicap things, and I would come out and the cop would go, what's going on? And I go, what's up? You know exactly what's up. There's where he went off the rails immediately right there, because the guy is in the cop's face, not nastily, but he's going like, what? He knows exactly what he did. I wouldn't have done that. I'm not excusing the cop, because he looked like he was very aggressive, but this guy had an attitude
But every single person, and I think, Doug, you'll agree with this, every single person in the history of automobiles, while getting a parking ticket, yells at the cop. Why are you giving me a ticket? I just ran inside.
I got arrested for saying that to a cop.
Right. So how do you end up getting tased, though, when this is something
Every single person
does that, and it doesn't result in getting tased. Yeah. So how did this guy end up getting tased?
Because the cop was being overly aggressive.
If I were a cop, I would, and my brother is a cop, and asked for a chest camera. He says, I want everything on camera. I want you to see what they do to me, what they say to me, because if anything goes wrong, I don't want silent video. I don't want, you don't know. You just don't know.
Protect
yourself.
By the way,
the don't tase me bro guy, he got tased because he kept interrupting Senator then John Kerry. And asking him about Yale Skull and Bone Society, and they asked him to leave, and he wouldn't. So then they tased him.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well, what was the mother?
Who was the mother who was running around? I'm sure it was a Philadelphia basketball player. Mother said, "Don't mess with me."
Yeah,
don't you remember
that? I do.
Okay, enough of the moldy oldies. A couple of other items of interest, though, on the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10 items on the charts for this week, the last full week of May 2018 and Memorial Day weekend. At number 10, sports talk radio and discussions about what's going on with the major leagues in baseball, conference finals in the NBA, and that sort of thing, Stanley Cup conversation about hockey. Number 9, results of some of the primary races, surprises there in a couple of circumstances. Number 8, the requirement now that Facebook is going to have your Social Security number on hand if you do certain things in advertising. Police tasing the NBA player Sterling Brown, number 7. Morgan Freeman and the allegations against him, 6. The new NFL anthem protest policies, number 5. Continuing focus on the nuclear deal with the Iranians, number 4. Relations with China, number 3, the Russian investigation, number 2, and the North Korean summit canceled. That's number 1 this week on the countdown. 46 past the hour. Here's the deal of the weekend for the weekend only. That is from now until the end of the day, Memorial Day, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the number one best choice for weight loss because of what the main ingredient, the active ingredient is. Understanding your body is very important. Hopefully you've understood from the time you took 8th or 9th grade biology what collagen is, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. Collagen is where 20% of your body is made from or of. It's not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition, but your body is mostly collagen, and the way the collagen works to plump up your skin, also to support your bones, it's very important to your body. And when you get into your 20s, you start to decline. That's when you start gaining weight. And so adding collagen helps to stimulate your body's ability to function the way that it did when you were young and in great shape. And that's why this stuff is so fabulous. So for this weekend only at toploss.com, you get 6 bottles for the price of 3. How's that for a benefit? Right. 3 bottles is the normal deal, but now you get 6 for the price of 3. Get on the weight loss program that everybody is talking about, something that really works and is all natural. Calotren. Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV and lose that weight. You can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But no matter how you get to them, get on this weight loss program and save now 50%. You get 6 bottles for the price of 3 at, you ready for this? You've gotten it all written down, right? You got it? Please go there. Help yourself at toploss.com, promo code DJV. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The people list, according to research, these are the people who have been most discussed. I didn't say most disgusting. I said discussed most on news talk radio, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. LeBron James and how well he's doing playing for Cleveland. Number 9, Sterling Brown. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi. Morgan Freeman is in the number 7 spot. Mike Pompeo, number 6. Michael Cohen, number 5. Hillary Clinton, number 4. Robert Mueller is number 3. Kim Jong-un and the conversation around him, about him, with him, number 2. And then the number 1, you haven't heard this name in the top 10 so far, so you know it's got to be there. Donald J. Trump is the number 1 person And maybe you could put in brackets Sean Hannity, because he and Donald Trump appearing to become quite the bro relationship. All right, that's it. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena to talk about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirements. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Hand over the last 4 digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Yes. Number 4, a drone. This is how we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not. It doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected listed: San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. They in Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs.
And there's no FAA involvement because they fly too low, right?
Figuring it out. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
This is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week in terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
Number two, dangerous.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. All right. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.